welcome to the Guides Alive. It's Wednesday, the 21st of February, and this is your weekly hangout to join us and our guests to talk about live streaming with people who really know what it's like.
Because, let's face it, no one in the real world knows what you're talking about if you say you're a live creator.
But we do. We've worked closely with TikTok Live for over 2 years, helping shape the platform's growth. And we spend our days with hundreds of professional live streamers, each with their own successes and struggles.
Plus, we do a little live streaming ourselves, making shows and stuff.
Yeah. I'm Tara, and across from me is my co-host, Ben. And together with our guest, we make up the Guide to Live.
So today we're talking about how to schedule your time and not burn out.
Yes. Yeah, everyone's different, and this is not different. This is not something that's new or specific to live streaming burnout. Right. It's been happening since we've had jobs.
I wonder if...
any job, any field.
If somebody living in a cave who was a hunter-gatherer, wonder if they felt burnout.
I feel like I can't stop. If I don't stop, no one eats. If I don't stop, no one eats.
It's true. There's a little bit of that in life. But we hear this a lot. The reason why we're talking about this is lots of the people we work with talk about the fear of burning out or sometimes burning out themselves or getting close to the line. Yeah. I know that you've talked about getting close to the line of burning out before, not in live streaming.
No, back when I was a nurse, I was getting very close to feeling that way. Yeah. And I just had to do what my body told me to do. And it was basically pivot. Change your career.
Change and pivot. Yeah.
Yeah.
You became a live streamer.
Yeah. I did actually.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about specific strategies here for avoiding burnout. It can be very tempting when you're able to work from home and you're potentially sitting in the same place for a long time to just do more.
Yeah.
But if it's going well, just doing more is sometimes the go to way of earning more money,
especially when you first start earning money too, because you're like, wow, I just made $10 on that stream.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep going. And so you go a little bit longer than you did before.
I would say especially when you get to I'm making $100 or $200
a stream. Just saying this is when it starts though, but yes, and then it accumulates like a snowball, and before you know it, you're doing it for hours on end. And the what happens is over time your energy starts to go down because you're not taking care of yourself. You're not taking time to watch other people's lives, to get inspired, to just rejuvenate and rest and get ready to get that energy back up in your well so that you have more to give. And so in the end, if you do that, it's more of a detriment than actually doing good for you.
Yeah. This is where live streaming does diverge when we say it's just the same as every other job that you could burn out in. Like other jobs, your boss is a nightmare, or you're working too long, or you're underpaid for what you're doing. Part of this is, are you being compensated correctly for the amount of time you're doing? Like you can literally burn out with lack of energy, but you can also burn out from doing something a reasonable amount of time, but getting no return from it.
Yes. That's usually a sign to pivot
to
and try something else. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's also time to say, hey, I need to schedule a one-on-one with my agency.
Yeah. Do that.
Yes.
So what I was saying was those are all reasons, and there's many more, that you might get burnout in other areas of your life. But with live streaming, you are performing, right? And I think it's important to acknowledge that the energy and the focus and the time that needs to go into performing. I'm saying performing, it doesn't matter if you're a live streamer who plays music or is a gamer or is a chatter or a match battler, like all of it, you are performing, you're on camera and there are multiple people, you're the one and there are hundreds of them, right?
Yeah, so therefore you're a performer. And you're interacting with them. You're giving away your
energy.
Your energy. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Or your spiritual currency, as Captain Eric would like to call it.
Yeah. Spiritual currency is a great way of describing it. But there's lots of ways to look at it from a kind of an emotional point of view or an energy point of view. You can look at it from a scientific point of view. There are reasons why concerts and plays and theater and musicals and sports games are about 2 hours long,
mm-hmm.
because people only have so much money. People only have so much energy.
True.
That is true. I'm paid to go to all of those things.
Yeah.
But you only have so much energy to give out as the performer. Mm-hmm. So if we're thinking about this as a real job,
you need to budget your time.
Yeah, you have to budget your time.
You have to budget your time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's 1 hour a day if you're looking after your kids too. If you're a stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. like finding a time when you can just put in a 1 hour a day or every other day. Depends on what your schedule's like of what you're doing right now and what your goal is.
Yeah. I think this is a key thing. So you've just described a streamer who is a mom
mm-hmm.
or a dad at home
mm-hmm.
looking after their kid.
Right.
You're a live streamer. That doesn't mean that you're streaming for 6 hours a day.
It doesn't.
Like, obviously, you're doing another job looking after your child.
Yeah.
You're like 1 hour of time you can set aside to doing live streaming means so much more if you do that consistently
mm-hmm.
versus somebody who maybe pops on for 5 or 6 hours at a go once or twice a week.
Right.
You're in a way better position if you're just doing this consistently and regularly.
Yeah. Even if it's just 1 hour versus... Yeah. A 5 hour stream randomly twice a week.
The other way to look at this is, what does a 9-to-5 job look like? You go to work at 9 a.m., mm. you finish at 5 p.m., 6 p.m.
You go to work at 9, but you get up way before that, especially
right,
if you're like doing your hair and makeup.
Yeah.
So let's start up to 2 hours before you actually have to be at work.
So another way to cut up the day, if you mm. are really considering this being like a profession or a goal to move towards here, is like, what does 4 hours a day streaming look like, plus 2 to 3 hours worth of prep and content making and stuff like that?
You don't have to drive anymore. That's the beautiful thing.
So that's a full day's work.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
That would be one way to cut it up.
Mm-hmm.
Another, and you do that 5 days a week or 4 days a week. Think about the flexibility that brings.
Yeah.
Another way would be, what if you streamed for 2 hours a day every day, did 1 hour of prep every day, and now you're doing 3 hours of work every day on your stream.
Right.
These all have the same outcome. There's just different ways of cutting up the pie, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it really is, like I said, it's about how you manage it around your schedule already. Yeah. That is your life. And it's also about your goal, because if eventually you want to change what your life is right now and you want to do more live streaming, then that's about setting a goal and figuring out a way of setting your time a little bit differently in order to achieve that goal.
Yeah.
And not working too hard to get there, because it is very tempting to, especially when you do start making $100 a stream, to want to do more and more.
Yeah.
But it is great to take, you have to remember to take time. You don't work. If you work at the restaurant, you're not going to go in on when you're bored at home. I think I'll just go wait some tables real quick. It doesn't happen like that. So think of it like that. If it's time for you to take a break, take the most of it, really nourish yourself.
Yeah. This really talks to, I think, one, there's a big marquee banner to talk about here, is how you do that is important, and focusing on revenue efficiency, which is the amount of revenue you receive for the amount of time that you're live streaming.
Right. So
often doesn't get talked about. I stream 5 hours a day. I stream 7 days a week. I stream 10 days a month, or whatever it is. So what are you actually getting back out of that time?
Because you could say, oh, I just made $100 on that last stream.
Yeah.
How long was your stream? Was it 1 hour or was it 5 hours?
Yeah. We all know the jobs have values.
Think of your pay rate, like how much you get paid
$20 an hour, $50 an hour, $100 an hour. What are the, if you're a lawyer and you're charging yourself out at $450 an hour,
imagine
you set
that.
Your own value.
Yeah, you are. But the way that you can figure out what you're getting paid, like your revenue efficiency, if it's going up, then your pay per hour is going up. That's what it equals.
And like, I'm sure a lot of people can already do this math, or this maths, as I like to say, in their head, but
you and your British talk,
like that, you take the dollar amount that you've earned and you divide it by the number of hours that you've streamed over mm-hmm. the month period or the week period, whatever you'd like to measure.
Yeah.
And it really is worth going in and noting it down. Is your revenue efficiency going up and down?
I think it's better to do it monthly, just mm-hmm. because you have a bigger slice sample size. So it gives you a better average of what you're making per hour.
Yeah, that's wise wisdom.
I learned that in statistics.
Oh, you're talking about sample size, yeah.
Yeah, sample size. So if you really want to know what your you could ask anyone in the team. We can look it up for you too. Just so you know. But that's how you figure it out. That's the maths.
That's the maths. Them's the maths.
Them's the maths.
Here are some things, though, just straight out of the gate for improving revenue efficiency. I try to identify the things that you do on stream, which give you good revenue.
Sometimes the most obvious things are things you don't see mm-hmm. because they're the most obvious. Yeah. So this is why it's important to pinpoint them.
We also see people, because we talk a lot about trial and pivot, try new things. Don't be afraid to try. Don't get bogged down. So that's good. We see people doing the opposite to that, where they hit on something that is really great at generating revenue and follows and all of the things. And then they move on from it because they're constantly trialing away. Mm-hmm. What we say is like trial and pivot until you find the thing that's working and just do that. And be prepared to pivot away from it once it stops working.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So identify what are those things. Be mindful in the moment. This is going well, even if you write a time down next to it. Mm-hmm. We'll also review it when we look at streams with you as well.
Yeah.
As a live streamer, that's what we do. We're looking for peaks and troughs.
Yeah, we look for patterns in the algorithmic push. And what, during your streams.
Why did that go well?
Why? And then we say, oh, that happens every time they do this. Yeah. Guess what? Do more of that.
yeah. Attending education and educating yourself on the platform, new functions within new the platform, features. Hearing what other people do. That's a lot of the...
I think that's where a lot of the most rich knowledge comes from. Streamers themselves out of the mouths of babes.
Yeah.
Everyone does it differently. Everyone has their own methods. And it's really the best method that you could ever get is taking what other people do and little bits and bobs of here and this and that, mm-hmm. and then mixing it all up and create and putting your own energy and your own vibe and your own theme or whatever it is you do into it. And then that's what it's like forging metal. It like just makes it stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, isn't any entertainment really just an amalgamation of influence. Other things that people have been influenced by?
Yes.
So that is your stream, and don't be scared of it.
Don't be scared.
I mean, don't just copy stuff either.
We're not saying that at all. We're saying entertainment has, the way it has always progressed and it has always moved forward is by being inspired by other people. That's how human societies work. We inspire one another every day.
So this is, we're talking about techniques to mm-hmm. improve revenue efficiency, all in order of not burning out in long term.
So education is really key. You said, if you're in the Voyager Club, really pay attention to what's going on to graduate up into the Million Diamond Club.
Yeah. Just absorb everything that you can there. Review what you do and then ask questions on it as well. Why do we think there was this particular spike? You're in it at the moment. Come and ask for help from us, other live streamers as well.
Paying attention to how the viewership is responding to what you're doing.
I think as well, part of making your revenue efficiency go up is making sure that your audience knows when you're live. So this is setting schedules and being very clear about when you're live. And I think you're trying to do two things in setting a schedule. So one, the audience that you have that love you gets this built-in understanding that you're always there. Mm-hmm. Thursday evening, Friday evening, Saturday evening, you're always going to be there.
Security.
Security. Yes. It's like a TV show from the olden days.
Yeah, it becomes a ritual.
Oh, by the way, we talk about TV.
The olden days is what you just said.
Like the olden days. We talk about TV is dead. TV's like the radio was.
MTV killed the radio star. So that was 1981 or 2 or 3, something. But basically, when music television started... Mm-hmm. Radio died, and now entertainment has come from TV. So much entertainment. Yeah. MTV doesn't even do music anymore. They do entertainment, right? So TV's dead, and it's live. Yeah. It's live now.
It's not quite dead, but we are predicting
it's dead.
We'll be re-recording. Didn't MTV launch with that song?
Yeah, that video was the first video. Radio star. That was the first song ever played on MTV.
Yeah. Queen did a song about that as well, Radio Gaga.
Radio Gaga.
It's very nostalgic.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to the first song about the demise of TV and the rise of live streaming. Because that's what everyone here is doing, replacing daytime
TV. This is a rebellion. Yeah. You are part of the rebellion.
So why do you not want to burn out? Because the potential is to take a spot as a live creator in this new world where live creator the primary form of entertainment.
Yeah. So how do you not burn out though? How do you not do it? Because it is a lot. It's a lot of work.
Oh, the reason why we deviated there was we were making our schedule crystal clear to the audience. So they, like TV, build in this knowledge of when you're going to be there. We see the best versions of this is having in the link tree, taking to a little page where you have your schedule laid out so people know when you're there.
Like as a well. Weekly schedule.
Yep. Schedule, schedule.
Mm-hmm. Tomato, tomato.
Potato.
Potato.
So people can see when you're live, essentially.
Yeah. Let them know. Lay it out. Let them know when you're going to go live.
But the big but here, there's always a big but.
Yes.
With me around. The set aside some time to test new times as well.
Yes.
Because there's a whole sea of potential audience. Yeah. Like you have a good schedule. You're in the evenings on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever it is. What about the mornings?
Yeah.
There are hundreds don't of get set thousands in your ways. And millions of people sitting out there. So go try different times as well.
Yeah. Just don't get set in one single format of your live stream. Don't get set on certain days and times and time slots during a day, every week. There's 24 hours in a huge day.
Mm.
And there's so many people on at different times. And you never know when you could grab new audience members at a new time.
It's a leap year, isn't it?
Yes, we have a whole new day this month.
Which means really there's tiny bit more than 24.
There's more than 24
hours in a day. Yeah. How often do we do leap years? Every four?
Every 4 days. Four years. Every 4 days. Gosh. Every 4 years.
Yeah.
Years feel like days.
Yeah. As you get to know Tara more and more, you'll come to believe as many people do around her that she is actually a time traveler, and she'll occasionally slip up in her language and give it away. So listen very carefully there.
My time lord.
Yeah, I'm not joking.
Yeah,
potentially. And how would we know?
I just don't know where my TARDIS is.
I mean,
I've
she is working.
It.
She is working in a futuristic business about stuff that's happening in the future.
Yes, and you are all my companions on this journey. Welcome aboard.
What do you know that we don't know?
You'll find out.
So,
How not to burn out.
Yeah. I like this idea that this is a marathon and not a sprint.
Yeah, absolutely.
If this is a job, you want to be able to do it sustainably over a long time. So we've talked about this, setting time to stream, figuring out what works for you, what is a schedule for you, making your streams more impactful by working on your revenue efficiency. And we dive into much more detail on revenue efficiency. Let's talk about the health side of this as well.
Yes.
Because often people stream sitting down. And again, this is no different to another, I was going to say normal job. I'm just going to say traditional job, which is driving a car. Sitting in Kroger or behind a desk.
Oh, I can think
of that.
Or driving
a truck.
Yeah.
Or there's a lot of sitting.
Or being a nurse on a floor and picking up big people that are bigger than you and they can't move themselves. So it's a lot of work.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you look after yourself as a live streamer? So traditionally you're sitting down. What are your top three things that you would do? Or your top one thing to do?
Number one, I would move to standing up. I think I've done it in the office. I've moved from doing a sit down desk with my computer to a standing desk. I think it gives me more energy. I feel stronger. My back doesn't hurt as much. Mm. So that's my number one.
And you're building your core as well at the same time.
You really are. Yeah. Yeah, that's why my back doesn't hurt as much.
Yeah, and you can get some really standing desks as well. If you need to have a desk for your stream and the camera up on the desk, going to, where did we see the other day?
Oh, we were at Office Max.
Office Max, and
it was like $250.
Yeah, which ain't nothing, but
no, it's a great investment for your health.
Yeah, we talk about, if we're talking about not burning out and running your own business here as a live streamer, investing in yourself is part of it. That might be a couple of hours streaming for you or a couple of days streaming, but it's going to improve things. Right. Is as Tara says, you're standing, you're building your core, you're looking after yourself. Now you're able to do this longer.
So we're talking about sustainability. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to pace yourself. So I know one particular person who stands when they stream a lot and they have so much energy and it's Fix It Better. And jumping all around. It's amazing.
Yeah. Love Fix It.
I've only seen him sitting down a couple times, which those are nice too.
What's his colorful shirt? What is it? Is it Care Bears?
It's Care Bears. Care Bears.
Yeah, so colorful. I was thinking it's Jelly Babies. Beans.
What are you? Which Care Bear are you?
I actually don't know what the options were.
Well, maybe.
Was there a grumpy one?
Oh, yeah, there was. He had a storm cloud.
Big blue grumpy bear.
Yeah.
No, I was more of a Mr. series. Do you remember the Mr. Men?
Yeah, that's not what I asked. I asked what care. You don't know. How about if everyone else helps Ben, name Ben. Well, and you can answer in Blue Pro if you're a member of the Blue Pro.
What's the question?
Which Care Bear are you, Ben?
Oh, everyone has to say what Care Bear I am. Okay, great.
Since you're not familiar with the culture.
Okay, yeah. I'd love to know what Care Bear I am.
You have the Mr. Men. And why? The Care Bears. Yeah, and why are you that Care Bear? That's what we want to know.
Keep it clean. Don't be mean.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you get sustainability in the long run.
You keep it clean and don't be mean.
Yeah, I would say hydration is a big one. That's like looking after yourself.
Definitely.
Talking, singing, anything where you're exhaling. Scientifically, you're exhaling a lot of the water that's inside you. Your lungs are wet. The air gets, that's why people have that
very
warm, wet
smart
breath.
Nurse taught you that, didn't they?
Yeah. Yes. They're a very smart nurse that I've heard say this a lot, and I'm realizing I'm stealing your line.
That's fine. I love the fact that you've learned that and you've taught it so well. Thank amazingly.
You're drying yourself out. That's why you get a dry mouth, you get a dry, tickly mouth, and you're talking.
And then
lot.
You cough, and your voice, and then you feel like your voice just sounds like this when you're done. You sound like Kathleen Turner.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, nurse. Then, so what should people be drinking that's good for them?
Water.
Okay. Boring.
Number one. It's boring. But if you're like, oh, I know. So the Franck has taught me that you can make water way more safe by adding bubbles to it.
Oh yeah, so, he has a Soda Stream.
Yeah, Soda Stream.
Yeah, he's in a Soda Stream aficionado. I hope he doesn't mind me sharing that very specific fact about him.
Juices.
I'd like to. Let's just create as a rumor. He's obsessed by Soda Streams. If everyone could start taking that on.
Is this the rumor mill? Are we milling up a rumor?
Yeah. So the Franck, the live stream of the Franck is obsessed with Soda Streams going forward.
Okay.
He's also looking for a Soda Stream endorsement.
Maybe he'll get one. Let's say. Yeah. So soda water, bubbly water, any kind, you can get those anywhere, but juices, coffee, teas, anything that you really like.
I thought coffee was bad for your throat, like tannins and things like that. Drinking red wine is not a good one as a singer.
No. You can have coffee drinks that aren't just pure black coffee, though. You can have a mixed coffee drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
But basically anything where you're hydrating your body, because it's not so much about the liquid wetting.
No, it's
your
more about just putting the moisture back into your body. Yeah. Into the cells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking time away as well to reset your mind. Yeah. I think this is important in general. Both Tara and I are big advocates for having space away to reset your mind.
Yeah. It's nothing for us to just say after about 3 or 4 hours of working hard, say, hey, let's go take a walk outside.
Yeah.
Put on your coats because it's cold. And I said coats because I meant to.
Yeah. Because it is cold.
Yes.
Tara and I have definitely got different thresholds when it comes to cold.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say I'm always a medium, whereas you're more of a cold.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. The pools in England in the summer is a whole new experience for me.
Take time away to reset your mind. And you have to figure out what that is. Because some people that's meditation. Some people that might be going playing a video game. Some people that might be just going out, hanging out with family, taking a run. Whatever, you have to find a way though. Because if you don't find a way, then you spiral down.
Yeah. And I would say it might, for some people, it's looking at social media, but take a break. You're at work. That's work. Take a break from that and do something that's not work related just for a minute, just for maybe even 5 minutes. It doesn't matter. As long as you're doing it, you're resetting your nervous system. And your nervous system is what is the most important thing. That's what's going to keep you healthy.
Yeah. And you're working hard. Remember, you're working hard when you're live streaming. Sometimes it might feel like it's coming naturally, but your brain is doing a lot of stuff. It's reading comments. It's figuring out which comments to respond to. How? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Are they trying to troll me? I'm getting trolled, so
you're
I
like
feel
a real life
hurt.
AI.
The arrows are hitting you.
You're like, you're literally monitoring words, text, and you're like remembering stuff. You're responding.
How many likes are there?
Yeah.
Now you're playing again. There's a lot going on, and we recognize that. So switching that all off. And that, I think back in the day, is go be in nature. I'm not sure if I buy that. Yeah, please do go and be in nature. But it's like whatever you need to go reset, because all of it is equal in my mind.
Yeah, it is. So what would you say a good amount of time to stream in a day would be? Like,
right, ideally.
Just because I know people are probably wondering after hearing us talk.
Yeah. So the way TikTok looks at lives is that they don't register a day of streaming in their statistics, and they're a statistics company, for anything less than 1 hour.
Mm.
So one day of streaming for them is 1 hour and above.
Okay.
We found in our experience that the optimal amount of streaming is basically 2 hours a day. That gives you enough coverage to be hitting enough people to be growing. And then you're also then able to divide up that those 2 hours. They don't always have to be at the same
time.
That
was exactly what I was going to say. Because the algorithm, after two restarts in a day, it will start to lose its effect of pushing you out further. Yeah. So doing an hour that you normally do and then experimenting with that other hour and trying to find the perfect spot for that hour would be great.
Yeah. And this is where you're doing that 2 hours a day. And maybe we talked about those examples earlier of like ways you could slice up your day, like 2 hours on stream, maybe an hour doing something, some other prep work or whatever it is, dealing with DMs, blah, 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 making content.
A day in the life.
A day in the life.
An hour in the life.
That's a sustainable cycle then. Exactly. You have time off, you have time doing work, you have time on stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we see that. And then if you think about it logically as well, like we said, theater and music and like attention span is in that 2 hour realm as the person that's giving out the entertainment.
They feel fulfilled after 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, now I'm ready for something
You're talking
else.
About the viewer. Yeah.
Yeah, the viewer. Yeah. Yeah.
Dunzo. Bye.
On to the night nights. You know, I'm thinking of all the ASMR artists who have
the night nights.
That like they have their communities that join and then they play the games in the beginning and then then it's on to the night nights.
I do like it when we're huge fans of ASMR Kenobi, and I love it when he talks, and often he's an amazing streamer. But he'll often be self-deprecating in the end. But by the end, I think half of them are asleep anyway. I love him.
Yeah. But then he is affecting their dreams. He's literally painting, and he's like the puppeteer with the strings. And he's his voice is getting into their subconscious as they're dreaming.
Yeah.
I bet they have amazing dreams.
Yeah. And I would hold ASMR Kenobi up as an example of someone
who's a dream weaver, baby.
Who has been able to build, schedule, and not burn out live streaming. And I know he's played with the envelopes of it, but he's very consistent and he's built an incredible community because of that consistency, but doing it in a sustainable way as well. He's found his spot and his time and he goes for it.
And he has shared his knowledge with several other creators who have definitely listened and they have taken off on their own accord.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Amazing, so.
Yeah, the force is strong within him.
Yes.
So we will be... Just a couple of quick notes here. Everyone who is going to the April New York TikTok offices visit on April 5th, we're doing a big education day. There's going to be New York tours with All Day NYC account, who's the big New York tour streamer.
Princess
it's going to be really
Etch.
Fun. We extended the tickets today, so jump on those.
There was some chit chat in the Discord and we wanted to make it so that more of you guys could make it there.
Yeah,
so
there's 5 spots.
Yes.
Go grab them.
Grab them while they're there. I'm excited about this trip. We're going to have a lot of fun things to do. There's going to be a contest and we're going to make some really cool content. I've got some really good ideas already.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And a lot of people getting to go to the New York TikTok offices for the first time, which is amazing. Right there in Times Square. Yeah.
Plus I'm going to meet a lot of new faces that I haven't met.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We've seen names of people who are coming that we're really excited to meet.
Yeah. Yeah. So same time next week, the Guide to Live will be back and we'll see you then.
See you there, everyone.
Bye.